And this is Hortibiz News Radio. Good afternoon. We have a very special guest on the telephone right now because we are speaking with the marketing manager of GrowTech, the trade fair. Her name is Hava Olkum. Do I say that right?
Yes, right, Rumi.
Okay, thank welcome, you. Hava. Nice to have you here in on our radio station.
Thank you, Rumi. It's really good to talk with you again.
Yeah, because we spoke last year at GrowTech in Antalya. That's already almost a year ago because, well, right now it is less than 3 weeks that we're going to see each other again and GrowTech is taking place again. What can we expect from this year?
Yes, it will be gonna 1 year, Rumi, and it will be good to see you in person during the GrowTech again for this year. We are really excited for this edition. Because it will be the 22nd time we will bring together the international agriculture sector under the same roof at GrowTech.
Yeah.
I would like to tell our audiences the dates.
Of course. 22-25
November, Antalya Expo Center, GrowTech will be realized. And for 4 days, we will host our exhibitors and visitors. There will be, maybe I can tell some numbers about GrowTech, Rumi.
Yeah, I'm very curious how many exhibitors will be there.
Yeah, each year the exhibitor numbers is increasing for GrowTech, especially international exhibitor numbers. This year we will have totally 598 international exhibitors.
Wow.
And also 192 of those exhibitors are from coming from 27 countries.
Wow.
So we will really excite, we are really exciting to bring the really international agriculture sector at GrowTech. Because, and also we are expecting more than 120 countries, more than 50,000 international visitors.
Wow.
So we are telling that, we are telling that the future of agriculture will be determined at GrowTech because there are a lot of international associations, partners, companies. So they have their own experiences, their own expectations about the agriculture future, and they will have a chance to talk with each other during 4 days at GrowTech.
Yeah, wow. Because, of course, I've been there last year and it was already very, very big. Like, I've seen so many companies and there's a lot of different areas. What kind of areas are there this year? How do you divide, like, these exhibitors?
GrowTech is the world's biggest greenhouse exhibition. However, about the agriculture production, our exhibitor scope are greenhouse systems, greenhouse technologies, irrigation systems and technologies, plant nutrition, plant protection, fertilizers, and also seed. So if someone needs some new products, new services and new technologies about the agriculture production, they can find anything about this area at GrowTech.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you so much for this introduction. In a little bit, we will be back to you, Hava, to talk about GrowTech a little bit more because I think there's a lot to tell and it's already coming up soon. So we'll be back to you soon, Hava.
Live from the Netherlands, this is Hortibiz News Radio. This is Hortibiz News Radio.
This is Hortibiz News Radio. We are talking right now very special person, I can say, from all the way from Turkey. Her name is Hava Olcum. She's the marketing manager from GrowTech, the big international exhibition taking place November 22nd to 25 this year. So it's coming up quickly. We're talking with Hava, the marketing manager, to see and to hear all the ins and outs and everything we can expect. Because Hava, if we look at the type of people that visit GrowTech, what can you tell us about that?
Yes, Rumi. As I mentioned before, they are visitors, they can find anything about agriculture production. So if someone want to invest in the agriculture sector, they can visit the show, or they can if someone wants to increase the productivity, for example, they have an agriculture production center. For example, they are producing tomatoes and the other things. Yeah. They can find the best solutions, best products, best services at GrowTech. Seeds, irrigation systems. Maybe someone wants to have an agriculture greenhouse investment. They can find the best technology greenhouse options at yeah. GrowTech. From as I mentioned again, there are many international exhibitors, so they can find the Turkish exhibitors, Turkish companies for those area, irrigation, greenhouse systems, and also they can find the companies from Netherlands,
yeah.
Spain, Germany, China, Korea, because also we have exhibitors from 27 countries, but also we have 5 national pavilion from Germany,
okay,
from
yeah.
the Netherlands, from Spain, from China, from South Korea. So it can be really, really a chance for investors, for people who want to extend their business around the world.
Amazing. And why do you think that GrowTech is so big and such a success and still growing every year? Is it due to like the location, that it's located in Turkey, or what can you say about that?
Antalya is the best location about the agriculture, especially greenhouse agriculture production in Turkey. However, you know, Turkey has a great geographical location. We are I'm telling that Turkey and Antalya like a window for the other regions. For example, from Europe, some exhibitors and some visitors can invest from the Middle East, or someone from Middle East can find the best solution from the Europe at GrowTech, because Turkey has a more suitable and a proper politics and the location for international people. They
exactly,
can see
yeah.
the Middle East, yeah. They can see the technologies, how it can be more investable on the Middle East. It's important for European people, for example. And also, it's the chance to sell their products for European people to Middle East, maybe. Because we had a great potential about our geographical location, mm-hmm. and we are bringing together all of these people
yes.
from different countries.
Yeah.
So GrowTech is very popular. First, the geographical location, and the second and the most important thing is it's really biggest and international, the best marketing and the trade platform. Agriculture sector.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I think what is also really nice and unique about GrowTech is like I experienced last year that there's a lot of exhibitors who also organize little side events like networking opportunities, mm-hmm. and everyone's like feels like everyone's really happy to come together always with GrowTech.
Yes, exactly. I can add something that about our events. You know, we are supporting some international conferences,
okay.
international awards programs. So it's really important that there are many networking opportunities.
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay, thank you, Hava. In a little bit, we will be back for the last part of this interview because I'm very interested to hear about, well, new developments and innovations and future plans for GrowTech. So we'll speak to you in a little bit.
This is Hortibiz News Radio.
And this is Hortibiz and News Radio. On the phone right now, all the way from Turkey, is Hava. She's the marketing manager from GrowTech. Less than 3 weeks, and then I think a big part of the international agriculture and horticultural sector will gather together in Antalya for GrowTech. Hava, it's great to have you here in our radio show.
Thank
Welcome
you,
back. Yeah.
Thank you.
We already talked about how big GrowTech will be this year and how many people will be there and how many exhibitors and why it is so important. But what is new in this edition of GrowTech? Are there any new additions, specific themes? Like, what can you tell us about innovations?
There are many exhibitors, as you said, and we will represent, and also many companies represent their countries. So the international structure brings more technology because each country has their own agricultural innovations. Because you know, we have a big disaster in Turkey, in the world, COVID.
Yeah.
So we know that the most important sector in the world in humanity, for human, for people, the agriculture. Because we need to eat, we need to survive. So agriculture needs some important investments, technologies, because we need to produce more, but we need to decrease our costs.
Yeah.
So we are talking about the technology in agriculture sector. So we have innovation talks, we have innovation awards. For this year, we will we got more than 100 applications for our innovation awards program.
Okay.
We had it's a huge number. It was 80 last year, but there are more than 20% increasing. We can say that the technology more and more important for all agriculture sector, for the consumers and producers. So we will host the innovation technology awards and innovation talks and agriculture talks. We will talk about the future of the agriculture, and we will give prizes the technology companies for this edition too.
Okay, very exciting. Okay,
yes.
Well, to round up this interview, can people, like, if people are still not sure if they want to visit or not, what would you like to tell them?
The online visitor registration is open.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So I suggest that the all audiences please register online, because GrowTech, as I mentioned before, there are many, many professionals from many countries. So it's a little bit crowded. So if they want to visit the show 22nd, 25th November, please register online, get your free badge, and enter the venue easily to visit the 598 international exhibitors.
Wow. Amazing. Hava, I will see you there. I will be there together with some people from our team. I'm excited to see you there. And maybe to the person listening right now, I hope to see you also at GrowTech in Antalya, November 22nd to 25th. Okay, thank you so much, Hava, for sharing your information with us. And I'm excited for in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rumi.
Welcome to the world's only 24/7 horticultural radio station. This is HortiBiz News Radio.